Welcome to Beach Lane Presents. My name's Leela and we're coming to you today from our beautiful studio room. You can check out our Instagram story and we'll be posting just little snaps of our different rooms. So if you're listening to into our program from overseas, you can start to get a bit of a visual of what we do and where we come to you from. This morning I'm joined by the very terrific Damien Tapley. Welcome, Damien.
Hello, Leela. It's wonderful to be back in this beautiful studio.
Yeah, it's really cool to have you. We, Damien and I, Damien facilitated the Liquid Crystal Practitioner course from our studio room last week. So we've invited him back today to talk about the liquid crystals. So I'm very excited about this conversation.
Thank you very much.
I guess we can start with what exactly is the liquid crystals?
Right, well, the liquid crystals is a global vibrational mineral therapy. It's not a creation of mine, so I can't speak on behalf of the liquid crystals, but I am a presenter of the Level 1 Practitioner courses, one of which we ran here last weekend in this awesome venue. The liquid crystals utilize laws of alchemy in nature and are not physical crystals. They're a geometric medicine that have the capability of balancing the minerals in the bloodstream.
So just on that note, because I know this concept of liquid crystals is going to be quite foreign to a lot of people, we're talking about the crystalline frequency of a particular crystal family.
Yep. So it's not like it's a bit different to other elixirs and essences and that kind of thing, but it is a remedy which is liquid, which you take in a similar way to, let's say, the Australian bushfire essences, seven drops under the tongue, for example. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, the creator of liquid crystals, Justin Moikia, has unified crystalline consciousness and utilizing some sacred laws of nature and some quite sort of interesting stuff which we explored a bit of in the course, has placed the energy of unified crystalline consciousness in a geometric matrix that resides in the dose bottle or the remedy. So, I mean, I guess that sounds like it begs a lot more questions, and that's what part of the course is for.
Yeah, I was quite mind blown come the end of the 2 days of the course. I don't think I could really talk for a couple of days either afterwards. There was so much learning and integration that came with learning about the liquid crystals and the history and how we can use them, you know, to improve wellness and all the other hosts of things. So how do people use the liquid crystals for themselves or for others?
Well, I'm glad you're talking again. There was a heap of content in the course and I try and cover as much as I try not to leave anything out. So effectively, because the liquid crystals are based on the kingdoms of nature, in this case, the crystal kingdom, which are the crystals being the kings and queens of the mineral kingdom, the earth reflects human consciousness, and so anything that human consciousness can create can be addressed within the system of the liquid crystals. It's a very comprehensive healing modality, and that's one of the reasons that I'm really drawn to it and really like it. It has the potential to address all aspects of consciousness, as well as it's an extremely holistic modality as well. So when I say anything that human consciousness can create, I'm including physical illness or imbalance, emotional, mental and spiritual symptoms. And, you know, ultimately I don't as such use it, consider it like a healing system. My big secret about it is I approach it like a magical system, in that I've probably got more experience with magic and energy work and that kind of thing than I do with healing. And when I was doing healing beforehand, it's almost like performing magic rather than being a healer. But I guess that, you know, those lines are really blurred, because when someone, you know, puts their hands on you, so to speak, that's kind of what they're doing anyway. Energy work is a type of magic. So
I'm sitting in the room with a magician. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I mean, judging by the things that you are accomplishing in this venue, I'd say I'm sitting in the room with a magician.
Oh, thanks. So there are a number of different modalities that we work with liquid crystals that that people can access. The first one is, you know, the vial, the liquid form.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's, we also learnt about the Diva kingdom, the animal kingdom, the mineral kingdom. So we're working with the physical forms as well as the crystalline energy. Is that correct?
A really great starting point is the cards. There's a liquid crystal oracle deck.
Mm.
And, you know, it's priced and all that like any other type of card deck.
Oracle.
Yeah, card. Oracle. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's out there. And there's 77 and like a book that's like a couple of hundred pages that has heaps of information in it. So much. And the cards are beautifully presented visually, and they help with learning about the various crystals, the 77 crystals that are the liquid crystals. But there's a lot that go on with the cards. They have these particular symbols in the middle of the cards, and tapping them three times actually activates the card and brings forth the Devic kingdom that you mentioned, and connects us to the crystalline grids around the earth. They're very, very well done, and there's this degree of mastery that comes with them that really sets them apart. They're quite different to other oracle cards in that regard, and they provide experiential learning and shifting one's frequency and the ability to really meditate on a particular card and learn the crystals before you've taken any remedies or attended a course or any kind of workshop.
Yeah, I guess I was really drawn to the cards first before I even had started taking the remedies. Because on the cards there's even, you know, quite a bit of information just on the card. So at the bottom of the card there's the key word that particular crystal and that particular diva's message, you know, comes to work with you. So I mean, I guess even for me, just drawing a card in one day really delivers a message. So for example, today I'm working with the rose quartz crystal in my yoga class, and that key word is forgiveness. So, you know, in that way, it's really quite, that in itself can be quite powerful.
It's quite beneficial to have that. They're called simple purposes. And ultimately, the 77 crystals, in their mirroring of all of human consciousness, each one of 77 is a whole massive area of life and of living and of human consciousness. And so they're actually, they actually represent a great amount of life lessons, let's say, in all levels of self, physical, emotional, mental and spiritual, or in the levels of self pertaining to the chakras, for instance. And so what the creator of the modality has done, in effect, because it is a very emotion-based modality and it is a step towards really unity consciousness, we're in a world that is very perhaps more separated than we might have ever been before. Mm-hmm. And even learning new things requires us to sort of make this puzzle piece out of all these different parts and different aspects. And so what the creator of the modality did with the cards has effectively unified massive amounts of human consciousness into one word or one small phrase. And in the case of rose quartz, that word is forgiveness. So that gives someone a really easy key or access to the frequency that Devic being represents, that crystal represents for the earth, and what it means for human consciousness. You could then, again, re-complicate and extrapolate and get so much more information out of rose quartz, because it does a lot of stuff, but ultimately it is representing forgiveness.
And then the card also is quite powerful in the colour that it is designed in. So rose quartz being that beautiful blend of, you know, white and pink, and I think there's
a little bit of blue.
Little bit of blue in there. So they're the colour rays of the crystal, is that correct?
Yeah, and I find that to be really special also, because when you put a piece of, in this example, rose quartz on the card, you can see how well it matches with the crystal's colour.
Mm.
But what it actually represents, and this is something that would be, you know, very difficult, I think, to be able to do. It represents the colour balance of that crystal from the mineral, in terms of the mineral kingdom, in the entirety of wherever it is found on the earth. So rose quartz does have, I think it's about 23% blue, you know, or maybe it's 23% white, 40-something% pink. But these are all accurately done.
Mm.
And you really can tell that when you put a physical crystal on the symbol to, in effect, charge the crystal or bring it home to its overall grid and overall consciousness.
Yeah,
so it's remarkable how closely it matches in colour.
So those cards can also be used to charge up our crystals.
Absolutely. Mm. It's a really good thing to do.
The other thing, you know, when we're talking about colour and this colour therapy, what I found this morning when I was, you know, trying to find the rose quartz in my deck, I was pulling out every other pink card first, and then I looked down and the tights that I've decided to wear today are very pink, and I'm like, well, something is really trying to deliver me a message today. Oh. And just tuning into those subtleties, I think, are, you know, really quite fun and playful, but, you know, can be quite deep and meaningful at the same time.
Well, yeah, messages in colour, and that's one of the languages of the Mineral Kingdom. I really like to look at the liquid crystals and the whole philosophy of it in these various like categories or filters or like just getting a new perspective on it. And so I love looking at the colour rays. We do that in the course. And of course pink ultimately is about the opening of the heart. It's one of the functions of the heart, because the heart acts as a two-way chakra.
Mm.
It is in a way a gateway from the physical world the physical self to the more spiritual self, and by that I mean the bottom three chakras to the top three chakras.
Mm.
And that's the green function of the heart as it matches up with colour, and that's what we call healing or shedding restrictions or, you know, finding freedom. So the green crystals will, in effect, or the crystals that have a lot of green in them will in effect do a lot of that healing ability, and the pink runs the other way. It's the communication between the spiritual self to the physical self, and ultimately we call that loving or accepting or allowing or forgiving.
Yeah, and kindness and compassion, I think, is in that pink realm, is that?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of both, because the crystal dioptase that has the highest amount of the green colour ray of all the liquid crystals actually does contain within it those gifts of compassion.
Mm.
So, I mean, I'm that's one little area that compassion is such a huge area for human future exploration, maybe not present exploration. And there's a lot of stuff in the Buddhic philosophy and that pertain to it. But
yeah. I really get a sense that that's next paradigm consciousness is, you know, the where we've really, as a human race, integrated compassion, and it's going to open up the next doors and portals into our next phase of evolution. But I wanted to just to start to draw some comparisons between modalities. So in yoga, we learnt, and this was amazing because I was quite confused about this when I learnt about the chakras in yoga. The heart chakra was, you know, is mostly represented as green. And at one point, a woman in my yoga teacher training had said, oh, yeah, but it can be pink. And my teacher was like, yeah, it can be pink too. And I'm like, why? What does that mean? And why are we deferring from green? And there was no, you know, real solution to why the heart chakra is green and is pink when everything else is quite, you know, red, orange, yellow, purple, blue, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is it's a watermelon. Because it's green around it and pink inside.
Pink
it.
On the inside. Yeah. Oh, that's. Yeah. That's, I mean, nice.
Like what we covered in the course with regards to matching meaning and symbology within human consciousness to the colour rays that are found in the Mineral Kingdom works great for the relationship between crystals and humans. Ultimately, our chakras are going to be changing colours, and there's kids that have that, I think, as we move up. Say someone really moves through that gateway of compassion that you talked about.
Mm.
The chakra system can be like a ladder. And, I mean, you know, I don't have the visual experience of this. I don't sort of see chakras in colours as such. But there are kids that that will have, say, for example, in their throat chakra will have... It might be indigo, or it would be indigo in the middle with blue around it, and that sort of has drawn in from the third eye, and so the chakra system in terms of colours is climbing like a ladder.
Mm.
That happens on the tree of life as well with evolution. So I mean, you know, we'll see lots of we'll have lots of developments in our in our shark system in terms of colour, and it's, you know, I think stuff's changing all the time.
Yeah, definitely. And I think as, you know, we integrate this technology, the liquid crystal technology, you know, throughout humans, it's going to increase and improve how we operate and function.
Well, you'd hope so.
Yeah.
You know, anyone stepping forward and facing emotion and discovering the self and, you know, unlocking their unique gifts and their divine purpose and the, you know, becoming their true self in general is going to help everyone else. Mm. And that's the kind of thing we need, because there's a uniqueness to that, true uniqueness. And, you know, the more people that are actually interested in evolving via what's within and balancing what's within, rather than trying to add things in or compare and be someone else or cut things away they don't like about themselves. It's really all about balance. We've all got what we need, all that we need within us already, and it's just a matter of awakening and uniting the various aspects of self or levels of self, and bringing things into balance that are in major forms of excess or lack, whether it's, you know, correlating more to love or wisdom or power.
There's a million things that I want to talk about, but we're running out of time. So, you know, I'd love to talk about how liquid crystals can be used with animals and animal totems, and how, you know, we use them on diseases and terminal illnesses, and even how the earth creates the crystals and sends the crystals to the top. You know, there's so many things we could talk about.
Well, you know, we talked about uniqueness, and there's going to be your ways of doing working with this particular modality anyway.
So. Yeah, so I think that's one thing that I did just want to focus on before we finish up, is how, you know, how people use the liquid crystals as a practitioner, mm-hmm. In different forms, in different ways. So, for example, before I did the practitioner course, I was doing some career counselling, and I drew a card and really tuned into the person that I was talking to. And the card that I drew was Moldavite, so the Star Child card. And this particular person that I was working with was really struggling with her insane creative ability and her inability to integrate into a systemized corporate world. And so that card really was able to just give me a base on how to work with her in helping her to plan out the next stages of her life. And in doing that, she's now doing amazing, and she's found that balance between her art, making money, and is now growing and evolving. But so that's one avenue that I've used liquid crystals, but there are so many others.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it was quite fun.
Well, I mean, you know, in that sounds like the perfect remedy for her. You know, I think the next one would be to, like, just maybe try and shake up and shatter the corporate paradigm a bit. I'd like to hear that, but that's not, she's not my client for that reason. She's yours, because you're actually more probably likely to help her in a balanced way. So, I mean, I often work a lot with emotional and mental, I guess, disorders, what society refers to them as disorders, things like autism and ADHD and all the umbrella sort of illnesses. And just when stuff's not working out, and, you know, in the, you know, the real push for everyone to conform to particular ways of thinking and doing things and learning and stuff like that, you know, there's a lot of problems, particularly with young people in our world. And I find liquid crystals extremely effective at just making that stuff just not get in their way. And it really is all about the uniqueness of someone's own spirit and the gifts that they bring, and being able to be okay with where the world's at, and it might not be the exact world they came for or not yet, and that they can just do their thing and live their life and be themselves, regardless of how they feel about the world around them. They do, and making sure that their immediate world at least is honouring who they are. But I definitely have worked a lot with physical illness. I have treated all manner of serious physical diseases in all the body systems, and, you know, had great results. I think this is an exceptional modality and way of treating the physical stuff. I was surprised that I attracted that, but it, you know, it happened all the same, everything from MS and beyond.
So what are some of the the illnesses that you've had, you know, a lot of success in treating with liquor crystals. And what crystals were you using?
There's types of things that like things like shingles and stuff that it's quite physically apparent.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term shoulder things and like all that really skeletal stuff, as well as accidents stuff, like someone, you know, with a broken hip, or there's been a couple of those, and working with the skeletal system has been something. But then there's we live in a pretty complicated world. I mean, digestion's something, you know, because as well as our planetary biosphere being affected by the actions of the corporations and stuff, our internal biosphere, I guess, in our gut,
mm-hmm.
is also like insane. A lot of people are really, really affected, and I've worked with a lot of serious digestive illness, Crohn's disease, that kind of stuff. Deeper and deeper into the body from there, autoimmune disease is becoming more and more rampant. And as well in older people with the arthritic kind of stuff. Ultimately, I try and find... and then there's reproductive stuff and the big C, which, you know, you're not really supposed to, I don't think, say in reference to any particular healing modality. There's all these sort of laws around that. So, no, haven't worked with that at all. You know, hasn't been over 40 people or anything. What was I saying? Yeah, I find it really useful to, in a way, like the card has been summarized, you know, that rose quartz card has been summarized in the one term, forgiveness. Try and summarize what's really going on holistically with a particular area of the body or style of illness. In the case of arthritic stuff where someone's like joints are really tensing up and becoming rigid, there's a rigidity of on the previous levels before the physical. So emotional, mental, spiritual, and it starts spiritual and beyond, becomes mental, becomes emotional, still it's not addressed at all, and then eventually becomes physical. So emotional rigidity is the kind of thing, stress, worry, that kind of stuff that, you know, even makes you sort of tense up physically, but it's your emotions that are driving it. Mental rigidity is not, you know, being too fixed on ideas and being really, really stubborn. And we're talking extremes here. We're talking like massive excess or lack.
Yeah.
Your huge imbalance of self, which is the thing that people need to balance most, their extremities of imbalance. And then spiritually, just being too fixated on a particular path. And again, it's sort of stubbornness. And in that case, petrified wood is a really good example, because petrified wood ultimately is literally trees or wood that over in Australia's case, hundreds of millions of years ago, forests fell, there was a big, you know, catastrophe or an ice age or whatever, and it got sort of the water and stuff got... into the wood, and over time it's calcified, and that's what petrified wood is. So we can see through what it is as a physical crystal, that it is a tough, rigid type of a crystal, and it therefore can handle and deal with anything that humanity can create in terms of rigidity, as an example. I mean, I could go on forever about this stuff, but
yep.
I really feel that we probably should be wrapping up soon.
Yeah, I guess so. I think that we should do this again sometime.
Yeah, we should. Sorry for no jokes.
Oh, so, you know, you can't even whip one out now?
I got nothing. No. It's too early, I think.
No. Yeah, we might have to replace the turmeric latte with the coffee to get the jokes flowing.
Or the oversharing. That's what would happen.
Well, Damien, thank you so much for coming along today and speaking with me. If anyone wanted to find out more about the liquid crystals, there's a web address that they can go to.
Yeah, theliquidcrystals.com. There's a lot of tools and stuff to play around with. You can type in your name and get like a little crystal reading come up. There's a life path reading on there. There's some Star Child stuff. There's a few games and stuff for kids about animal totems and essential oils and stuff. There's heaps of information. Part of what's in the Oracle book is really, really good. So there's the Oracle book that comes with the cards. There's like just so much information in that. You could say basically the whole course is in that book if you're paying attention. And there's a Facebook page that's really quite active, facebook.com/theliquidcrystals, I believe. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You'll be able to find it if you if you're interested.
Terrific. And if anyone is listening and wants to get in touch with Damien, they can do so through us at Beach Lane, or they can get in touch with you directly via email.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Facebook or whatever. I mean, I don't mind.
Cool. Yeah. Sweet. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in this week, ladies and gentlemen. And we're looking forward to tuning in with you again next week. Bye for now.